And then finally, well, two quick ones if we have time. Media Matters lists the many falsehoods of Tony Snow.
I love this one. I love this one.
Do you want to hear a couple of your falsehoods, or is that...
Yeah, actually, I do, because I've actually... What's happened is the creative readers of that site have actually been thoughtful enough to cut and paste the entire thing for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
the vast list of your falsehoods.
The vast list of falsehoods. Yeah. Let's hear some of those. Then we're going to take a break, and I will share with you some of the emails, too.
From his statement that evolutionary theory is a hypothesis to his defense of Swift Boat veterans for truth... Media Matters for America has documented numerous false and misleading claims advanced by Snow as a Fox News commentator.
That's dangerous. Let's hear him.
Including, Snow falsely asserted that former Ambassador Joe Wilson and his wife, Valerie Plame, that Plame said, quote, wasn't covert for 6 years before she was exposed as a CIA operative.
No, that's not what I said. But I did say that she was not covert when she was exposed because she had not been on foreign soil for 6 years.
Snow put forward numerous falsehoods to argue that, quote, evolutionary theory, like intelligent design, isn't verifiable or testable, it's pure hypothesis, end quote.
Yeah, well, the thing, here's...
Don't they call it the theory of evolution?
Well, yeah, here's the deal. In science, if you study the philosophy of science, we're going to get nerdy here for a moment. You have to be able to conduct like a test tube experiment. You have to be able to falsify something. The theory of evolution may fit a whole string of facts. But can you do something that demonstrates that things that you know that apes turned into men? The answer is no, you can't. You can't conduct that experiment. It's humanly impossible. So as a consequence, it's going to remain interesting. It will remain speculative. Similarly with an intelligent design. I mean, intelligent design says there's a design behind everything. Well, yeah, okay, we seem to have natural laws and all that that seem to vindicate it, but you can't prove it. You don't have the intelligent design test tube. That's all I was saying.
Snow peddled the baseless RNC talking point that 2004 presidential candidate John Kerry had blamed U.S. troops for the explosives looted from the Al-Qaeda military installation following the invasion of Iraq. Snow said, quote, the Kerry campaign is not criticizing the president here. They're criticizing our troops, end quote.
Okay, well, John Kerry says that they were guilty of malfeasance by letting the weapons get away. Well,
right.
You can't say that I'm criticizing the fact that the weapons got away and not criticize the people who let the weapons get away, in your opinion. You can't say that George Bush was standing guard. That was the whole point. That's pretty weak stuff.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot here. I hope maybe they're saving their best stuff for
if you decide to do it. Somebody's going to read through all these columns. They're going to find out, you know. Well, remember when you said this about the president? That, you know, I'll just have to say, yeah, sure do.
Well, you can blame that on Griff.